Nolte, Rittenhouse Lying Media Deliberately Incite Riots in Democrat-Run Cities. By John Nolte on November 16, 2021. The only way the establishment media can feel influential anymore is to incite riots in Democrat-run cities. So the media are desperately using the Kyle Rittenhouse trial to incite riots in Democrat-run cities. It's an act of naked evil, but it's also fascinating to watch. Because their credibility with and influence over the public is completely shot. Encouraging the left-wing terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter to burn down blue cities is all they've got. The media first tried to incite riots with the Trayvon Martin hoax by spreading the lie that the man who shot Martin in an obvious case of self-defense was white. He's Hispanic, and a racist on the hunt, all the evidence proved that to be a lie. Then, to gin up racial violence, the media, especially ABC News, NBC News, and Knlau, even went so far as to fabricate evidence. With a hands up, don't shoot hoax, the media were able to burn down the predominantly black, Democrat-run city of Ferguson, Missouri. With a Freddie Gray hoax, the media were able to burn down the predominantly black, Democrat-run city of Baltimore, Maryland. Most recently, with the Jacob Blake hoax, the media were able to burn down the Democrat-run city of Kenosha, Wisconsin. And today, as I write this, the media are desperate to prove their influence by spreading audacious lies around Kyle Rittenhouse, the young man currently on trial for shooting three men, two of whom died. Video proves beyond any question Rittenhouse acted in self-defense. But the media are not only lying about him being a crazed vigilante, something akin to a mass shooter, they're deliberately lying to turn this into a racial issue, even though the three men he shot were white. In story after story, readers are told Rittenhouse was a white shooter at a Black Lives Matter protest. And then, the media deliberately failed to mention that the men who were shot were white. The obvious goal is to pervert a non-racial event into not only something racial but an injustice if this racist white shooter is let off the hook. Without any political cost from the media, wicked politicians, like Representative Cori Bush, DMO, are deliberately fanning the riot flames with blatantly dishonest statements about how a Rittenhouse acquittal would be the equivalent of allowing white supremacists to get away with murdering black people. The media blatantly lied about Rittenhouse illegally possessing a firearm. The firearm was legal. The media have outright labeled Rittenhouse a murderer. The media have spread deliberate lies about the Rittenhouse judge being a racist and even used a ringtone to launch a two-day freakout over the judge being a secret Trump supporter, as though being a Trump supporter is disqualifying. You don't do these things, you don't intentionally spread what you know are lies unless you want to see Democrat-run cities burn to the ground in the event of an acquittal. What's so fascinating about all this is that the very same Democrats who now live under the constant threat of race riots ginned up by lies are the very same Democrats who watch CNN and MSNBC, who subscribe to the New York Times, and support the serial liars at PolitiFact. These dumb Democrats are supporting the very people and media institutions that hurl the lies of Molotov cocktails into their homes and then use more lies to firehose their neighborhoods with gasoline. The Democrats who live in these cities are literally empowering the very monsters seeking to destroy their communities. Sad, but still fascinating to witness. The good news is that this is all the fake media's got anymore. All they can do to feel influential is scream fire in a crowded theater. My guess is that pretty soon, they won't even be able to do that. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.